This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
This week on Witness History. In 2011, Japanese tidying expert Marie Kondo released her debut book and became an organising icon around the world. Her method focuses on only keeping items that spark joy and speak to your heart. Now a best-selling author, award nominee and household name, she tells us how she's a little more relaxed about tidying since having children. Search and subscribe to Witness History wherever you get your podcasts.
Warum nur an der Oberfläche kratzen? Bei einem Atemwegsinfekt ganz dünnes Eis.
Wenn Erkältungsviren auf die Bronchien schlagen, packt Umkaluabo den Infekt mit der Wurzel. Denn es lindert nicht nur die Symptome, sondern bekämpft auch die Erreger.
Umkaluabo.
Unaussprechlich, aber ausgesprochen gut.
Zu Risiken und Nebenwirkungen lesen Sie die Packungsbeilage und fragen Sie Ihre Ärztin, Ihren Arzt oder in Ihrer Apotheke.
On October the 29th, in just a matter of hours, a year's worth of rain fell in parts of Spain. Valencia, on the Mediterranean coast, was the hardest hit region. Flash floods there claimed more than 200 lives.
This is the worst natural disaster in Spain's recent history.
In their wake, the floods left entire streets caked in stinky, sticky brown mud. Cars thrown together in piles, debris everywhere.
Legions of locals do what they can to clear, but it's barely scratching the surface.
Meanwhile, on social media, many speculated about the causes of this tragedy. One theory drew a lot of attention. The claim was that a secretive weapon had supposedly been used to manipulate the weather.
The paedophilic Western elites have activated the weapons of mass destruction.
They launched an electromagnetic pulse to trigger uncontrolled rainfall.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
Through tweets like these, claims that the Valencia floods had been somehow engineered started spreading. And very soon, posts and videos alleging there was nothing natural about this extreme weather were raking in millions of views. But how?
These crisis moments have become petri dishes for disinformation and for getting those kinds of false and outlandish claims into the general public.
Welcome to the documentary from the BBC World Service. I'm Marco Silva with BBC Trending, where we take an in-depth look into the world of social media. For this episode, I've been tracking a new trend I've been following for months. Social media claims that extreme weather events like the Valencia floods are not natural phenomena at all, but rather the result of a supposedly secretive weapon being deployed. Experts say that, bizarre as they may sound, these claims can be dangerous. So, why is that the case? Brace yourself for a wild ride. Our story starts in Las Palmas, the largest city in the Canary Islands. The archipelago is located more than 1,000 kilometres away from mainland Spain, just off the coast of Western Africa. It's in Las Palmas that Silvia runs a seafood restaurant on the seafront. It's got a few tables outside for customers to have a drink while gazing at the ocean. Silvia's in charge of the business's TikTok account.
I make videos about my surroundings, and the sea is a big part of it.
Videos of gorgeous sunsets, stormy seas and ships, unusual ones Silvia spots on the horizon. And that's how, on the 25th of September, she saw something in the distance.
We are used to seeing different ships, but that one was totally weird.
On its deck, Silvia saw what she believed to be antennas, more than 20 of them. They were actually exhaust pipes, but we'll come to that in a second. On the ship's hull, there was also a name, Karadeniz Power Ship Onur Sultan.
I went online and I found a newspaper article saying it was a floating power plant that was anchored there. So I made a short video.
Central Eléctrica sobre el mar.
Floating power plants, power ships, are ships that produce electricity. They do that by, for example, burning gas, which explains the exhaust pipes on the deck, and have been used in countries like Ghana and Indonesia, mostly to help them cope with power shortages. Sylvia had never seen a ship like that one before and was struck by the way it looked. But after she uploaded the video online, she forgot about it. Until...
At least 51 people die after flash floods triggered by torrential rain in eastern and southern areas of Spain.
3 days after the floods, I was shooting another video and my daughter told me, "Do you know your video went viral?" And I went, "No, really?" And it just kept going up and up.
As I'm recording this episode, Sylvia's video has been watched almost 3 million times, and it's got more than 4,500 comments.
La verdad que me quedé super
the truth is, I was super surprised because you don't expect these things.
So why did it happen? As is often the case in the aftermath of a natural disaster, in the days that follow the floods in Valencia, all sorts of dubious claims started circulating on social media.
We have been covering many crises already, but this dimension has been absolutely new.
Maribel Ángel Moreno is the climate editor at Maldita, a fact-checking organization in Spain. Among other things, they run a WhatsApp account for people to send in dodgy claims they spot online.
Normally, we get over 400 queries a day, but during the whole crisis, we've been getting over 5,000 queries a day.
Maribel and her team fact-checked a wide range of claims, from suggestions that officials were hiding the real number of casualties, which they weren't, to claims that aid organizations stole donations or refused to help victims, which they didn't. But there was one claim in particular that stood out.
The first narrative that we saw was, "This is so big, it can't be natural. It looks like an attack, maybe made by her."
HARP, the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, currently run by the University of Alaska Fairbanks with the sole purpose of studying the upper atmosphere. But more on that in a moment. For now, what you need to know is that this bogus allegation that HARP was used to trigger the Valencia floods, well, it went viral.
This is not normal weather. This is weather warfare, manipulated by HARP.
Before the storm, a mobile HARP station was seen off the coast of Valencia.
These are just two tweets that proved especially popular, but I found hundreds of posts making similar claims on major social media platforms.
Compañeros, ¿qué pensáis que es esto de aquí?
And it wasn't only in Spain that this narrative seemed to be gaining momentum.
We have seen this going viral in Croatia, Mexico, Greece, Italy, the United Kingdom and France.
Guardate che cosa c'era vicino a Valencia poco prima del.
It's normal to some extent that some of the narratives spread internationally. But in this case, it was standing out.
All these users shared the suspicion that HARP was used against the people of Valencia. But when it came to explaining who did it and why, there was a whole range of wild, wild theories. Some claimed that this was about frightening people into accepting climate-friendly policies. Others said this was payback for Spain's decision to stop selling weapons to Israel. Some even alleged it was Morocco, Spain's neighbour, who made it all happen.
To destroy the agricultural sector in Valencia, which is a powerful one, and leave the ground unfertile.
None of these claims are true. But on social media, different users put forward whatever evidence they claimed to have come across to back whatever case they were making. And there was one particular piece of supposed evidence I've seen posted dozens of times, getting millions of views. A TikTok video.
Central Eléctrica.
Silvia's video.
Sobre el mar.
Even though it had been posted online more than a month before the floods, even though it was shot hundreds of kilometers away from Valencia, many social media accounts still reposted it, because to them there was little doubt. This ship was not a power station. It was the carrier of a deadly weapon, Harp. This was actually the ship that caused the storm that hit Valencia, which of course was not the case.
The fact that the video was used to talk about Valencia seems like an atrocity to me.
When I told Silvia how her video had been used to promote conspiracy theories, she was shocked.
This was an innocent video that wasn't meant to alarm anyone. It was not intended to talk about any conspiracy, and it became a scary video.
According to tracking data, the Onur Sultan, the ship Silvia saw, was anchored in Tuzla, Turkey from October the 16th. That's about 2 weeks before the floods hit. Satellite images confirm this. And tracking data also shows that no other power ship like the Onur Sultan was anywhere near Valencia's coast in the days leading up to the floods. And yet, could Harp have caused anything remotely similar to what Spain experienced last October? That's coming up next. This is the documentary from the BBC World Service.
This week on Witness History. In 2011, Japanese tidying expert Marie Kondo released her debut book and became an organizing icon around the world. Her method focuses on only keeping items that spark joy and speak to your heart. Now a best-selling author, award nominee, and household name, she tells us how she's a little more relaxed about tidying since having children. Search and subscribe to Witness History wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Marco Silva, and this is the documentary with BBC Trending. Manipulating the weather may sound like something out of a sci-fi movie, but it is in fact possible to an extent. Take cloud seeding as an example. It can be done by spraying tiny particles onto existing clouds to help raindrops form. It's been used in places that struggle with a dry climate, including in the UAE, where in April last year, social media users wrongly blamed it for record rainfall in Dubai.
Dubai is underwater, and it's all happening because they allegedly decided to make it rain, but now it just won't stop.
There's no way cloud seeding could have caused floods of the magnitude of those seen in Dubai. But claims that natural disasters are being engineered keep gaining traction. When Hurricanes Helene and Milton swept through the United States last year, there was an explosion of social media posts making similar claims.
This is, in my opinion, without a doubt, a supercharged storm that was created with weather modification. We're going to go into.
And quite often, when conversations about weather manipulation blow up on social media, one term is bandied about: HAARP. Generally, along with suggestions that it is through HAARP, this supposed secretive weapon, that shadowy forces are controlling the weather and causing heat waves, wildfires, storms, floods, you name it.
I don't think you could use HAARP to control or create extreme weather events.
Chris Scott teaches space and atmospheric physics at the University of Reading here in the UK. He's never been involved with HAARP research, but he has a clear idea of what it involves.
HAARP is a research program which uses radio waves to study the upper atmosphere, in particular the ionosphere.
Right at the edge of space.
We use the ionosphere for radio communication, so understanding how the ionosphere varies is really useful.
HAARP was developed by the US military in the 1990s. They thought the science done there could help improve communications and navigation systems, including for defense purposes. But for almost a decade now, the program has been run by the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
I think it's understandable that a facility like HAARP, which is in a very remote location and had a military origin, is viewed suspiciously. That's only natural, but it's a civilian facility now, and they're very open about the research that they're doing with the facility.
If you search for HAARP online, one image comes up repeatedly.
A big field of radio antennas.
Tall radio masts surrounded by green forest against a backdrop of snowy Alaskan peaks. It's through these antennas that radio waves are transmitted to the upper atmosphere, allowing scientists to observe and study what happens there. These antennas are the main instrument used by HAARP and have become a regular feature in post-spreading conspiracy theories.
There's a place in Alaska that can control the weather and our thoughts, but no one talks about it. These 72-foot antennas are at HAARP.
No, mind control is not something HAARP does. And as Chris explained to me, neither is controlling the weather.
HAARP is studying a completely different part of the atmosphere from the part of the atmosphere where the weather systems reside. So the ionosphere sits at an altitude of about 60, 70 kilometres up, right on the edge of space, whereas the weather systems where we are seeing all these extreme events occurring is far lower down in the atmosphere, about 10 kilometres at the highest.
So there's no doubt in Chris's mind.
There's no research evidence to show that HAARP could influence the floods in Valencia.
I asked the University of Alaska Fairbanks for an interview about HAARP, but they were not immediately available. In a statement, they said,
"The extensive flooding in Valencia, Spain, serves as a reminder of the immense power of natural disasters. The research equipment at the HAARP facility is not capable of generating or amplifying such events."
Since the floods in Valencia, there's been much soul searching in Spain. Large protests, heated political debate, with people still trying to understand how such a tragedy was possible. Scientists are able to provide some answers.
What made this flood especially destructive was not just how intense it was, but also how long it lasted.
Veronica Nieves is a climate scientist at the University of Valencia.
The storms stayed over the same areas for hours. This scenario continued with inadequate drainage systems in urbanized regions that are actually prone to flooding, which made the damage much worse.
We also know that on a rapidly warming planet, many extreme weather events are not only becoming more frequent, but also more intense. And Veronica says the floods in Valencia are no exception.
Warmer air holds more moisture, increasing the potential for extreme rainfall. And at the same time, this autumn, the Mediterranean Sea was 2.5 degrees Celsius warmer than normal, than historical averages, which provided extra energy to fuel the storm, making it much stronger. Basically, this means that floods of this magnitude that were once considered once in a century are now becoming more common and much more destructive.
In the face of such threats, conspiracy theories about HAARP, supposedly this secretive weather control weapon, might seem meaningless. Social media noise. But they are part of an emerging pattern. Here's Jenny King from the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, a counter-extremism think tank.
I wasn't very surprised to see what happened after the Valencia flooding, because we have seen over the last few years that these extreme weather events, these crisis moments, have become petri dishes for disinformation and for getting those kinds of false and outlandish claims into the general public.
And outlandish as some of those claims may be, they can pose a real danger.
If you divorce these extreme weather events from climate change and you create the impression that actually they are the fault of some shadowy institution, then you never build up the level of public support that is really needed to introduce effective climate action and climate policy.
To put it differently, only by understanding the real causes of the problem, the facts, will people be able to make informed decisions about what to do next. You've been listening to The Documentary with BBC Trending. I'm Marco Silva. I produced and presented this episode. Annie Gardner did the sound mixing. My thanks to Joshua Cheatham and Mark Poynting for their help with research for this programme. Flora Carmichael was our editor.
If you'd like to get in touch about this story, come and find me on my socials at BBC Marco Silva, or email me marco.silva@bbc.co.uk. Thanks for listening and goodbye.
This week on Witness History. In 2011, Japanese tidying expert Marie Kondo released her debut book and became an organizing icon around the world. Her method focuses on only keeping items that spark joy and speak to your heart. Now a best-selling author, award nominee, and household name, she tells us how she's a little more relaxed about tidying since having children. Search and subscribe to Witness History wherever you get your podcasts.